Back here on the infield at Drake Stadium, we're talking to Josie McGraw, who just placed third place in the Class 4A girls 100-meter hurdles. Josie, just the second podium finish for the Indians this weekend. What does it mean to you to be able to claim that podium finish?
I love being able to show up to the state meet and perform for my team. My team has really built me up, and I love all my coaches and all my girls, so I'm doing this for them.
And you talk about it. Take me through the race. It's hot. It's not easy to run today, I'm sure, with the heat bearing down on the track. And what was kind of your mentality in making sure that you stayed mentally focused in this race, knowing that it was going to be hot?
Yeah, hurdles are probably one of the most mentally tough race. You know, you can't just run. You have things in your way, but... I don't know. I just tried to stay cool most of the day and keep my mind on the race. Yeah, just focused really hard.
You mentioned staying cool. I talked to a couple different athletes about trying to find ways to stay cool. Not an easy job today. What have been the ways that you've been working to try to counteract the heat while waiting to race today?
My coach, actually, I was waiting in line to come down to the track, and she had a cup of water and didn't warn me, but she grabbed my shirt and poured it down my back, and I screamed in line. But yeah, I've been cooling off with cold towels, lots of water, staying hydrated.
I guess that'll keep you awake and keep you ready to go, keep you on your toes. So, you know, with this third place finish, just again, we talked about the team and what it means to you to be able to help the team, but you know, with this event, just be able to come down here, put yourself on the podium against great competition. Just how exciting is that to be able to say that you're among the top three hurdlers in the state in the 100 meter hurdles?
Super exciting. Just gives me a lot of fire for next year. I love all the girls that I'm competing with, and I'm glad that we can all do this together.
You talk about next year, what's it going to take to be able to come back and turn third place into first or second?
Still lots of hard work. We're going to work very hard in the off seasons, and we'll be back stronger next year.
Absolutely. Josie, thanks again for the time. Congratulations on a third place finish in the 100-meter hurdles.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Josie McGraw, third place finisher for the Indianola Girls Track and Field Team. Continuing with more updates and interviews from Drake Stadium here on KNIA. Throughout the afternoon of Championship Saturday.